Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Forklift Safety Day. It's National Call Your Doctor Day, National Egg Roll Day, National Iced Tea Day, National Ballpoint Pen Day, National Black Cow Day, and it's a drink. National Egg Roll Day, I love an egg roll, and National Frosted Cookie Day. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys, any grocery store, if you go into the grocery store, the very first thing that you'll see, especially in the bakery section, but sometimes it's out in the middle of the aisles, is those frosted cookies. They are so sweet, but they're so soft and they're so luscious and pillowy, and I love them. I love those cookies. I could eat a whole box of them and I would feel so sick afterwards. But I could do it. I could do it. All right, well, let's turn down the volume a lot because she won't like that. And let's see if I can ask ChatGPT if she knows what this drink is. Hey, do you know what the drink is that's called Black Cow?
Yeah, a Black Cow is actually a classic drink, and it's basically just a root beer float made with vanilla ice cream and root beer. Sometimes people call it a brown cow as well. It's super tasty and nostalgic.
She sounds like she's gotten lower, like her voice has gotten lower. She's almost like morphing into a man at this point. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't even know if she has a gender, but I'm just going to say, it sounds like her voice is morphing a little bit. Morphing. All right, well, we do have some content. We do have some contact, which is always content. So let's go and look at it. Leo says, ChatGPT name can be Marge, Margaret, or Mabel. He also says, hi, by the way, that's all for now. Wow, Leo, a short one. Look at that. Well, let's ask her. Let me pull her up here. I can only keep her going. I have to talk and then mute really quick. And then, so let's ask her. Let's see if I have any other names here. No other names. Hey, so I have a question for you. If you had to choose a name for yourself between Broomhilda, Gertrude, Bertha, Marge, Margaret, Mabel, or Prudence, what would you pick? Oh, crap. Let me try that again. I closed it instead of mute. You have to be really, I have to mute right after I do it because she'll hear herself talking back and she gets confused. So let's try that again. Hey, so I'm trying to come up with a name as we've discovered and my listeners came up with a few options. So I wanted you to tell me if you had a preference between any of these names. Broomhilda, Gertrude, Bertha, Marge, Margaret, Mabel, or Prudence.
Those are all such fun classic names. I kind of have a soft spot for Mabel just because it has that cute vintage vibe, but also sounds really friendly. But honestly, you can't go wrong with any of them.
Oh, I realize I just moved my microphone. So sorry, everyone, for you hearing me move my... Do you hear how loud my microphone arm is? I've had this microphone arm my entire podcasting career. I've never replaced my... I buy a lot of stuff, but I use it. I use stuff until the tires fall off. Like, for instance, I had... That's interesting. My video is off. That's weird. We must have had a power outage while I was out of town. But anyway, so I use everything until the tires fall off. Cars, you know, my BMW Z3, I drove it for, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 years, something like that. And I only stopped driving it because it had a problem that was going to be too expensive to fix. And I think it was my fault for not changing the oil enough. But anyway, there you go. So this mic arm has been used for all podcasting that I've done my entire life. Well, when I was at home, that is. All right. Well, thanks for the message, Leo. I don't know. Maybe we need to go with what ChatGPT said. I mean, she kind of selected a name, which is unusual because I would have thought she would say, oh, all of those are nice. Anyway, Kathy Bacon says, not Prudence. This listener won't be happy. Prudence is an advice column name, but I don't have a suggestion. Maybe it should be something snarky. I would use the name of a know-it-all in my life, Daniel. It would be an inside joke. With that being said, maybe name it Joe or Daniel. Just kidding, Daniel, you're the best. Well, it's a female voice, so I'm not going to name it Daniel, but that's a good suggestion. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Maybe, you know, it chose Mabel, so maybe we should go with what it wants. Not really sure. Mel, I'm a librarian, says, by the way, thank you for your message, Kathy. Mel, I'm a librarian, says, hey, Adam, I have a 3D print question. What software do you use to prepare files? I have one that gives an error, but it's well reviewed. Well, Mel, it's interesting that you ask that. Not really, but I mean, I say it's interesting, but I don't really have a reason that it's interesting. It's just interesting. There's more than one software required to prepare the files. Are you talking about the slicer? Or are you talking about 3D modeling software to actually create the file? Or there's another option. If you get a file that has issues, there are other pieces of software out there that will fix 3D files. Fix 3D model file. So there are, you can actually go in, and I don't, unfortunately, I don't know the name of the one, but there is a place, there is a website that you can go to. I think it's all 3DP. It's STL repair. I think so. Yeah, I think so. Your software will tell you something like you have non-manifold geometry or non-manifold something or other. And anyway, there's all3dp.com has a free tool that will repair those. And I'm looking to see. It's recommended by my slicer, so I know, but this looks like they charge, but there's a tool here somewhere. I'll look for it, but I don't think that's what you're talking about anyway. If you're talking about the slicer, I use a Bamboo, and Bamboo, I think, requires that you use their slicer, although I could be wrong about that, but I think they do. And they're pretty closed platform like Apple. And I do understand why fans of Apple like Apple, the Apple closed ecosystem, because the Bamboo Lab works so well. I don't mind that they have a closed ecosystem at all. But anyway, it's the Bamboo slicer is what I use. And then if there's a problem with the mesh, then they have a little error message that will pop up and say, click here to go and fix this mesh because there's something wrong with it. And I'll click and it takes me to some website, which I think is All3DP Pro. All3DP, all3dp.com. But again, I'm having trouble finding the actual thing. 3D printing services, 3D scanners, CNC machines. Ask me the laser engraver, 3D printing services. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Man, I wish I should have. Oh, software. Maybe do three text to three model generators really work? Cure guide recent. 3D printing. Firmware control software slicers. So. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sorry, folks. I'm doing a Google search while I record. How dare I? So I don't know. I'll try to look and see if I can find that. Or the next time I pop a file into my Bamboo slicer and it gives me that, I'll copy the URL. Because for whatever reason, I can't find it at the moment. And then last but not least, if you're talking about actually creating the file, like creating the model itself, Blender is good. Although if you need something really accurate, you need more of a CAD software, you can do it in Blender, but I'm using Onshape. And then there's another one called Fusion. I think it's called Fusion. Fusion 3D or something like that. Fusion 3D. I believe it's called Fusion. I don't use that. But Onshape is what I use. So, but Fusion 3D is another one that a lot of people use, but it's not free. There you go. So Slicer is probably what you're talking about. And again, I use Bamboo. There is a slicer that everyone loves called Orca, and Bamboo Slicer is based on Orca. So that's another one if you're looking for that. So there you go. All right. Well, I have a few more minutes here. No, I don't. I have like a minute, so I don't really have time to go much more into the trip, but you heard we had all of those issues with the flight. Then the next, we finally get up, we finally get there. We finally get there, and in the morning we get up, and you know, we have had very little sleep and everything, but we get there, we make it, we find a Lyft or an Uber to take us to our hotel. We check into the hotel around 11 o'clock, something like that. We take a shower, put on our clothes, and we go straight over to the park, because that takes us we had to take another Lyft to the pier. And then from the pier, we got a ferry, which I love. I loved the boat ride. It was good. I don't know what that size, do you call it a ship or a boat? But anyway, it was a ferry. What's the cutoff? Auntie Scott's always says, oh, you can't say boat. You got to say ship. It's a cruise ship. It's not a cruise boat. And I understand that, but I wonder what the cutoff is for that. Anyway, and so we got there. We made it just fine. But it started raining right about the time that we were going to be playing hard. And Mark does not like to get wet. And so we ended up basically going under this thing, this that they had put up, this tent. And we stayed there for, I don't know, like an hour and a half waiting for it to stop raining. Finally, it stopped raining. We walked around. We played Pokemon. It was fine. I mean, again, I play because he plays now. So it was, you know, it was fine. We didn't see any of the famous trainers that we normally see or that we would expect to see, but Trainer Tips, he had had a meet and greet in the morning and we bought tickets for the afternoon, so we missed him. Oh, we missed him. And it started raining right around the time we were finishing up, and we got soaking wet. And we finally made it back on the ferry, made it back. We were so wet. Made it back to the room. I spent an hour, probably 2 hours, drying things with the blow dryer. And our shoes and my jeans and all that kind of stuff. We ordered way too much Jollibee from DoorDash. It took way too long to get there and it was way too expensive. But we didn't feel like going out of the hotel because we were so tired. We were wet. We were cranky. So, yeah, but the Jollibee was good. I think I had the best fried chicken sandwich that I've had. The best fast food fried chicken sandwich that I've had. Yeah, I think I had. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.